We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Korcho Uksevis Kaka, Halacha Gimel. Paragraph Yudalid, Vezeh Bechinas Homon Yemach Shemoi. And this is also the story of Homon, who is a descendant of Amalek. Ki Yisroel Hoyuaz Begolus Bovel, because the Jewish people at that time were finishing up the exile of Bovel. Venizgor Shum Yerushalayim. We were evicted from Yerushalayim, Mimakoyim HaShalom. We learned earlier, Yerushalayim is Miloshin Shalom, the city of peace. Vohayu Mechrochim Lizboil Merirus HaGolos Kedei Lahamshich HaShalom Echodosh. And the Jewish people had to experience the bitterness of exile in order to create a new Shalom, in order to be zeichet to a new Shalom, Shemeslabesh Merirus, which we said Shalom always comes cloaked in bitterness. Veloshuv liYerushalayim, and to be zechut to return to Yerushalayim, to get back into Yerushalayim. V'chol hanisyonos sheyesh l'adam kishroitz lichnos bedarchei Hashem veloshuv elav yisporach, and all the different tests and struggles and difficulties that a Jew experiences when he wants to come close to Hashem, when he wants to do tshuva, or when he wants to get to a higher level in closeness to Hashem. Kulam heim bechinas hamarirus shetzrichen lizboil b'shvil harafua. All of them are part of what we're learning about here. It's all examples of the bitterness that a person, an individual, has to go through, or Klal Yisrael has to go through, in order to get to that shalom, in order to get the refua, which is shalom. B'shvil harafua shu hashalom. V'Yisroel lo yomdu oz banisoyen. And unfortunately, as we were getting close to the finish line, mamish 70 years, we had just about finished 70 years of exile, and the Satan threw a test, and we didn't pass the test. The Jews did not pass the test at that time. Ki nichshelu benoshim nochriyos, because they stumbled, unfortunately, with non-Jewish women. They went to the Suda of Achashverosh, and they messed up. Upogmu bebris sholim, and therefore they were poigem in the bris, which is sholim, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in that chapter on Likutei Moharan, that part of being zeichet to the sholim requires tikkun habris. V'al kein somuch l'soif hagolos sheyitzrichen loshuv liYerushalayim shubchinas sholim. Therefore, as we got close to the finish line, to finishing up that golos, where we were about to return to Yerushalayim, the place of sholim, Oz hisgaper aleim Homon Amalek bekitru godoil. That's when Homon Amalek really pushed as hard as he could to prosecute the Jews. Sheyovoy aleim chas v'shalom merirus godoil karoilem chas v'shalom, that the Jews should receive the full portion of bitterness. Ad shenesoyer hakitrug, to the point where he activated such a prosecution, ad shegozer aleim lahashmid laroy galabit hashem, to the point where Homon Amalek got Hashem to agree to such a decree that they should go out a decree against the Jewish people that they should be wiped out completely. That's pretty bitter. Ki machma sheloy kiblu merirus hagolus koroy kanal, because of the fact that we did not accept the bitterness of the exile the way we were supposed to. We didn't handle it properly. Al kein kitre galeim. That's why Homon was able to prosecute against us and persecute us. Ad shenespashet aleim merirus godel sheyefshel esayvlei, to the point where he threw a ball that we couldn't catch. He threw a bitterness that we couldn't handle. Ad shehoyo hahechrech lahashmit chas v'shalom, to the point where Hashem was forced, in a sense, to go along with a plan to wipe out the Jewish people. And that's why the Jewish people found themselves in a predicament that was worse than we ever were in before, chas v'shalom. All the cards were all stacked against us. However, we know that Hashem always had pity on us throughout each and every single generation. V'sholach lanu oz es Mordechai v'Esther. And in that particular generation, Hashem sent us two superstars, Mordechai and Esther. And the Torah, the Megillah says, Mordechai yoda es kol asher naso. Mordechai knew exactly what was happening. Mordechai knew Likutei Moran very well. He knew. He knew what it was all about. He knew that we were mamish close to the finish line. We were almost at the end of the Golus. And when the Satan sees that the Jews are about to make it into, that's when he fights the hardest. That's when he throws the worst tests. The whole test of the Sudach of Achashverosh, where the Jews were nichshel and in all kinds of, they stumble in all kinds of terrible ways. So what did Mordechai do? Vayetze besoichoir. He went out in the middle of the city. Vayizak zeoko gedoilo umoro. And Mordechai screamed a bitter scream to Hashem. Mordechai took on all of that bitterness. Mordechai was very bitter. Vegozru tainis shloisha yomim. And Mordechai and Esther issued a decree that the Jewish people should fast for 3 days straight. Vetzoaku bekoil mar l'Hashem isporach. And they screamed to Hashem with a bitter, bitter scream with a broken heart. So Mordechai Atzadik turned up the heat on Klal Yisrael. He said, we didn't handle the bitterness before. Now we're going to really show how bitter we are. Rachmona Litzlan. You know, in what a state of bitterness and brokenheartedness we are about this terrible situation. And by accepting the fasting and by crying to Hashem with this marirus, by doing this, he sweetened the bitterness. He was able to punch a hole in Haman's balloon. He was able to release that fire, that cannon that was aimed at Klal Yisrael. Val Shem Ze Nikro Mordechai. And this is also why he's called Mordechai Mor Deroer. Bechinas Hamtokas Hamarirus. Because this was the tzaddik who had the ability to sweeten and to free the Jewish people from the bitterness. Mor Loshen Marirus. The word Mar means bitter. Droyer loshen cheirus. The word droyer means freedom, which is synonymous with shehu bechinas shalom, which is synonymous with peace. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says, ki besimcho seitzeu uve shalom tuvalun. With joy, with happiness, you will go out of exile. Teitzeu cheirus. Uveshalom tuvalon, and with peace you will rejoice. So we see that this cheirus, the teitzeu and shalom, go together. Hainu Mordechai hu mor droer. Mordechai is the tzaddik who has the ability to bring about this mor droer. Shemoitzi lecheirus veshalom. He had the ability to take the Jews out of exile, out of this threat of Haman Amalek. Umamtik kol minei marira shaboilam. And he has the ability to sweeten all the different assorted types of bitterness, chas v'shalom, that Klal Yisrael have to go through. V'alkein hoyeloi koyach lahamtik al yidei tfilosoi v'za'akosoi hamoro afilu hamarirus shayamagil Yisrael oz. And that's why Mordechai had the ability through his tfila and through his screaming and crying out to Hashem, pouring out all of this bitterness, he had the ability to remove the bitterness that was aimed at Klal Yisrael, even the bitterness that we deserve to go through at that time. Ad shehimtik hakoil, to the point where he was able to sweeten everything, to get the decree removed totally, vehimshich sholom al Yisrael. And he was able to draw a peace upon Klal Yisrael. Bechinas, as the Megillah says over there, that when they wrote the Megillah, it was divrei sholom ve'emes, words of peace and truth. The Torah is showing us what Mordechai HaTzadik was all about, that this was the tzaddik who has the ability to bring the world to the shalom that's needed so that the whole world should be able to serve Hashem. Bechinas, as the Megillah concludes, v'doiver shalom l'chol zaroi, that Mordechai Tzadik's message was a message of peace to all of his children, to all of Klal Yisrael. Ad shenishapech, to the point where he was able to bring about a reversal. V'nokmu b'soineim, and the Jews were able to take revenge against all their enemies. V'chol shar ha'umais kulam ponu li'Yisrael b'shalom gadol, and whereas all the other nations of the world all turned to the Jewish people wanting to hold hands, wanting to join up. As it's kinofal, as it says over there, the rabim me'ame ho'oretz nisyadim, that many of the nations of the world at that time converted to Judaism. Why? Kinofal pachad Mordechai aleim, because the fear of Mordechai was upon them. Ad shechozru le'emunas Yisrael, to the point where they joined up with the Jewish faith. Kamei shekosef, as it says there, v'rabim me'ame ho'oretz nisyadim, v'chulu v'chulu. V'ze b'chinas ribui ha'sholoim, this is the incredible peace that Mordechai HaTzadik was able to bring into the world at that time, where all of these nations made not just peace with the Jewish people, but they actually joined, they became members. To the point where they were all drawn to Hashem. Because as Rabbeinu Zal writes there in the Kutei Imran, that the prerequisite for being able, for the entire world serving Hashem, is Sholem. Mordechai HaTzadik succeeded in generating that Sholem. You see that thousands and thousands of, not just the Jewish people, but thousands and thousands of non-Jews came and joined the Jewish people to serve Hashem together. This is Rav Nosson Zal's incredible power, that he learned Likut Imran, he studied the Likut Imran so well, and he put on the Likut Imran like a pair of glasses to look at every part of the Torah, to look at the story of Purim, to look at the Megillah, and to be able to show us exactly what was going on there, and exactly how the problem was corrected, and therefore how it brought about these results. Now you'll understand what the whole holiday of Purim is about. Paragraph Tesvov, v'zeh b'chinas mishloach mono yisish l'reihu matonas levyoinim. Now you understand the mitzvahs of Purim. What do we do on Purim? Everybody is sending gifts to each other. We don't do this any other time in the year. Just on Purim, everybody's preparing food packages for their neighbors and friends, giving out gifts, giving and getting, giving and getting. Zeh b'chinas ribui hasholoim mo'oid. This is a display of the incredible level of peace, that it's not just everybody singing, nobody's breaking anybody else's windows, or everybody's living in peace, nobody's getting into any fights. Forget the fights. Everybody's at home busy making packages. Let me see, I wonder what they like. They want cake. They like fish. They like to, everybody's preparing food packages to give to their neighbors and friends. This is the ribui hasholoi mo'oid, shekol echot sholeach monois lechaveroi. Every Jew is sending gift packages to his fellow Jew, shezeh marbe sholoim. This increases the peace. This makes for tremendous peace. V'chein matonos levyoinim. And also, Purim is a time of extra, extra tzedakah, giving out charity. B'chinas marbe tzedakah, marbe sholoim. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos exactly what tzedakah is supposed to accomplish. It's supposed to accomplish sholem. And that's what Purim is all about. That's what wiping out Amalek is all about. Amalek is the highest level, the worst machlokes against Hashem, against the tzaddik, and against Klal Yisrael. That's what Amalek is all about. And the tikkun was Mordechai HaTzadik, Mordechai and Esther, these tzaddikim who understood the situation very well and knew exactly what the solution was. That first there had to be bitterness. First they had to give the Jewish people a bitter pill, 3 days fasting, and screaming bitterly to Hashem. And even the children were fasting. It says the kids on their own said they're fasting too. Mordechai said, no, you're not let us. Said, tough luck, we're fasting. And the parents came to start. The kids wouldn't hear from anybody. We're fasting also until Hashem listens. Until Hashem wipes out this decree. The little kids who were in cheder at that time, learning by Mordechai HaTzadik, the Gemara says. Paragraph Tezayin, that's the Marirus, that's bitter, and that's very bitter, not eating, not drinking. Vese Bechinas, Doireish Toiv Liamoi, Vedoiver Sholoim Lechol Zaroi. Look at the last words of Megillah Esther, where it wraps up the whole holiday of Purim, the whole miracle there. That you want, you know what it's all about? That Mordechai HaTzadik was Doireish Toiv to the people. He was seeking the good of the Jewish people. Vedoiver Sholoim Lechol Zaroi, and giving forth a message of peace to everybody. Doireish toiv liamoi, ze bechina she doireish liamoi drushe toira bishloish esrei midois. Rabbein Azal said over there in Likutei Moharan that in order to get to the Sholem, you have to have hadras ponim, you have to have the light of the face. And we said that one of the ways that you generate that light of the face is by the 13 formulas that the Torah is darshan, by the drushei haTorah. That just like you have Yud Gimel B'Shal Rachmim, the 13 attributes of kindness of Hashem, where Hashem is showing us a friendly face, so too you have the 13 formulas of the Torah by which we bring forth the full measure of light of the Torah. That's also he'oras ponim, hadras ponim. So when it says doireish toiv liamoi, Mordechai Tzadik knew all the droshos of the Torah. He knew how to darshan the Torah using these 13 formulas. Ki haTorah nikreis toiv, because we know that one of the nicknames of the Torah is called toiv. K'mayisham Rabbi Sanzalas, it says in Perkei Avos, ein toiv ela Torah. So when it says that Mordechai HaTzadik was doireish toiv, it means he was a Talmud Chacham on the caliber, he knew how to darshan the Torah in all of its formulas. Vayde drushei haTorah shubechinas hadras ponim horas ponim, and through this darshaning of the Torah, which generates this hadras ponim, this horas ponim, bechinas, as it says there, uMordechai yotza melefnei haMelech belavush malchus tcheles vachur, that after when Mordechai defeated Haman, it says he went out dressed in all the royal garments, in tcheles and chur and everything. Shekol zehu bechinas heoras ponim, hadras ponim. This means that Mordechai HaTzadik was glowing, he was shining. He had all of that hadras ponim. Shezochel azeh alidei drushei b'rira toiranal. He was zeichet to that because he was zeichet to excel in limura toirah, in these drushei haToirah. Bechinas doireish toiv liamoi. Through that he succeeded in reversing that whole situation and wiping out all the machloikis, all the opposition to the Jewish people, and turning it around to the highest level of sholem. Doiver sholem lechol zaroi. Kalidei horas ponim shudrushe b'ira toirah, idei zeh zeichen l'sholem kanal. Because as Rabbein Azal explains over there in Likutei Moharan, when you generate horas ponim, when that light on the face is shining brightly, that which is brought about by bringing forth the full light of the Torah, the 13 formulas of the Torah, that's called the ponim of the Torah. Through that, you're zeichet to sholem.